On this episode, reprogramming arousal after breaking away from porn.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thanks for listening. Let's talk about a part of the process of breaking away from porn and something that a lot of guys experience as they move along that part of the journey, which hopefully, if that's not something you've already done in terms of fully removing porn from your life, I hope that you are either working on that or that you start working on it soon because it pays off in so many ways. So part of that process that, like I said, it's something I've heard from a lot of guys, majority of guys that I've spoken with and worked with over the last few years. And that is something like this. They will remove porn from their life and it will be gone for some period of time, weeks or months or however long it is. And they decide to start an edging practice to get back into and start masturbating in a different and much healthier way, which is something that I absolutely recommend. As we've talked about before, going hard mode, so to speak, for long term, for long periods of time, or as a long-term plan is really not sustainable. And you can run into quite a few problems along with that. So guys will start an edging practice and they're often dismayed to find that when they start edging, they don't get nearly as hard as they did when they were masturbating to porn. And a lot of guys are quite surprised by this. Right? They think that, okay, if I get rid of porn, it's going to just fix every part of my sex life and it's going to be this magic bullet, right? Not that every guy thinks that, but a lot of guys do. A lot of guys kind of fall for some of that content around that idea around just it's going to fix everything in your life if you get rid of porn, right? And it's super critical, but it's only one step. And one of the things that guys often believe with that is that if they get rid of porn, it will either, increase their sexual energy or improve their erections or things along those lines. And what guys often find is that initially, the opposite can actually be true because one of the things that porn does is it totally screws up and overloads your mind's system of arousal. So what it essentially does is it raises the bar way up high for what it takes for you to be aroused because porn is so stimulating and because it fires that dopamine and related systems in your brain and your systems of arousal, because it fires them in such an intense way, it really raises the bar. Now, this is one of the problems that a lot of guys actually run into with porn in general before they ever stop. And one of the reasons that some guys find their way to stopping, and that is if you stay with a porn habit long enough, especially depending on the severity of that, you will no longer be attracted to actual women in real life. I've spoken with many guys who've been in relationships, who've been married or in other long-term relationships who actually avoid sex with their partner, for one of the reasons being that they have erection problems. And that is one of the problems that porn causes, is it raises that bar for arousal so high, and it raises it higher and higher over time, that it takes so much for you to be aroused that then you start not being aroused in situations where you should be, for example, having sex with your wife, right? So one of the things that needs to happen in this process of removing porn from our life is we need to readjust our systems of arousal and get our mind and our body used to being aroused by different things and in different ways, because it's no longer being aroused by that intense stimulation of porn. So this is something, again, when a lot of guys, when they first start edging, they find that their erections are not very good. And it's often the opposite of what they thought would happen, right? They thought that, oh, my erections are going to get better when I stop porn. And long-term, that is the case. Absolutely. But short term, there is a period where the body and the mind need to go through an adjustment period. So don't be entirely surprised if you quit porn and then when you masturbate without porn, that you're not as aroused as you were before. But that's okay because you can totally reprogram that. Just like your mind and your body had become programmed to be aroused by the intense stimulation of porn, you can reprogram your mind and body again. They were reprogrammed once. You can reprogram them again, this time in a much more intentional way. You're going to reprogram them to be aroused by the feelings, by the sensations in your body, and by actual women physically in front of you, by your partner, by somebody you want to date, whoever it is. But a big part of this is starting to actually be aroused by the physical sensation in your body. And this is a big shift for a lot of guys because when you're in the porn habit, you're disconnected in a lot of ways from yourself, right? You're disconnected from your body, disconnected from your spirit in a lot of ways. It takes you outside of yourself, which is one of the ways that porn drags us down. It takes you outside of yourself, and specifically, it takes your arousal to this external thing, and it also takes it to this very, very visual thing. And the switch that we want to make is we want to reprogram ourselves to be aroused by two things. By one, the physical feelings and sensation within our own body, right? So the fact that something feels good should be enough of an arousal. It should influence your arousal enough that you can get hard and stay hard. And then the other thing beyond the physical sensations in our body is our connection with both our spirit and the spirit of our partner. Meaning being aroused by the depth of that connection as opposed to just the visuals. Now, yes, visuals will always be appealing and they will always play a role in our attraction to someone. But porn takes that way too far. It makes it entirely about the visuals. It disconnects us from those other ways of being aroused, those other reasons for being aroused. So what we want to do is reprogram that to be aroused to those things. How do we do that? Well, the number one way to do that is to gradually push through that slow start in terms of being aroused to those things and stick with it. And over time, your mind and your body will adjust. So if you start an edging practice after you've given up porn for a while, and initially your erection is not that good, or it takes you longer to get aroused, or you don't get as aroused, be patient with it. Understand that it's part of the process and stick with it. Because as you stick with it, especially if you pursue that edging practice in a mindful, meditative way where you're really focusing on reconnecting with yourself, reconnecting with your own body, reconnecting with what you're feeling inside of you, if you stick with that, over time, your mind and your body will adjust just like they adjusted the other direction. Likewise, the same thing will happen in terms of being attracted to your partner or a future partner. The more kind of reps you get under your belt of being attracted to that and of that being the sexual stimulation that you're getting in your life, the more you will start to be aroused by that. So be patient with this process and understand that there is going to be a process of rewiring your arousal. And this is one of the reasons why I think that long-term hard mode as a long-term plan, meaning I'm never going to masturbate again, or you know, I'm going to go 6 months or a year or whatever it is without any sort of stimulation. It's one of the reasons why it really is not a long-term sustainable plan. And that's because you never really get to this part of the process where you actually reprogram and you rewire your arousal. Yes, some of that happens by removing the porn, right? So some of that overstimulation that results in desensitization of your arousal system, some of that is going to be fixed by getting rid of porn, especially as you give it time. But it's only part of it, because part of it is you've got to get the reps in. You've got to retrain your body to respond in a new way, to respond to new stimulus. And that's not going to happen without actually training it. It doesn't happen by not doing anything. So if you want to reprogram your arousal, it's going to take some patience and some sticking with it and some getting the reps in by having that regular edging practice, especially, and by having sex with your partner, if you have a partner, or if you don't, having that be part of your future plans of working through this, right? You've got to get those reps in, whether it's solo or with a partner. You've got to get those reps in to start to rewire things. So keep that in mind as you move forward on this journey. As always, reach out to me if you have thoughts or questions or feedback. You can shoot me a text, 801-742-1439. Or if you'd like to book a coaching call with me, you can look in the show notes and you'll find a link to my calendar where you can do that. Send you guys all my best. Keep moving forward. Keep kicking ass. And we'll talk to you soon.